When it comes to New Year's resolutions for the year 2022, moving toward a new normal is top of mind for many Ottawa City councillors. With a municipal election set for October, many are also expecting to be busy on the campaign trail this year but want to keep balance in their lives for the sake of their mental health. City councillors shared their personal and professional New Year's resolutions with City News, Ralston King, Rideau Rockcliffe Ward. Although the pandemic continues to challenge us in many ways, my hope for this new year is that we collectively and substantively make progress towards seeing it subside, with life beginning to return to a sense of normalcy. The pandemic has exacerbated the needs and challenges confronting the most vulnerable. As we continue to move towards the end of this pandemic, I hope we can all contribute to a new normal, one that contributes to a more equitable future for all. Eli L. Chantiri, West Carlton March Ward. My resolution for 2022 is to do more to support the mental health of those in our community. Matthew Fleury, Rideau Vanier Ward. For 2022, I see a lot of opportunities for Ottawa in the next year, and beyond. We need to ensure that youth in our community throughout the city have access to recreation spaces and programming. We also need to ensure we buy local to support our small Ottawa-based businesses and their staff. We also need to keep expanding available affordable housing, specifically ensuring Ottawa Community Housing delivers on its new housing efforts at McKeenick, Gladstone Village and Rochester 2 projects, over 1,000 new units, and see the completion of the infrastructure improvements along one of Ottawa's main streets, Montreal Road. I run a very busy and active schedule. I've always been an active person, so with a lot of Zoom meetings recently, I want to prioritize my usual flow of physical activity to stay healthy. I'm also a dad, so also making sure that I prioritize time with the family. Teresa Kavanaugh, Bay Ward. My personal New Year's resolution is keeping balance in my life so I can more effectively serve others. I am currently doing a number 100-day challenge where I do 30 minutes of cardio exercise every day until April 10th and hopefully beyond. Missed days require paying a fine that will be added up and paid to charity. It is a great challenge among a group of friends. I feel privileged to hold this post and want to see staying healthy as an option for all by making the city a healthier place to live for pedestrians and cyclists. Kathy Curry, Kanata North Ward. My own personal one was to have better time management. I got a book for Christmas called 4,000 Weeks. It is a completely different time management book from what one normally sees with time management advice. I actually have fairly good time management skills, but adding in the job of city councillor to my list of responsibilities this year requires a whole other level of time management. For the ward, the Kanata North team and I have talked a lot about working very hard to listen to what the community is telling us. That involves ensuring that we are hearing from the whole community. Then, that involves ensuring there are mechanisms for the communication, listening and sharing views, to take place. In meetings with community associations, they share that they, too, struggle with representing other people's views when only a few show up to the meetings or send in emails on various topics. To that end, we have as one of the main Ward 4 goals to help the community associations increase membership or participation or involvement in community events and issues, however that works best for all residents. It will be multifaceted, of course, but we have to hear from the silent majority. We want to do whatever we can to hear from the people whose voices are not heard. Riley Brockington, River Ward. It is my intent to explore River Ward a lot more by bicycle this year. Carol Ann Meehan, Gloucester South Nepean, making my health priority one. For me, it's changing lifelong habits like not eating toast and peanut butter every morning. And increasing the pace of my daily walk. Not major but hopefully attainable. Alan Hubley, Kanata South Ward. To be as kind and respectful as possible towards others and to cherish every moment. Keith Egley, Knoxdale Merivale Ward. My wish for New Year is a kinder, gentler and more collaborative Twitterverse for everyone in the city. Jeff Leeper, Kitchissippi Ward. I do hope in 2022 that we can all resolve to be a little kinder and more empathetic to each other. The pandemic has been hard on people, exacerbated by social media becoming a primary channel through which we converse. Jan Harder, Barrhaven Ward. This is my last year, my 25th, proudly serving residents of Barrhaven and many places in Nepean. I have a few projects to complete and that is my goal. Diane Deans, Gloucester Southgate Ward, to get the city back on track. The state of our light rail transit system is a major concern heading into 2022. The LRT has been plagued with issues and members of the public have paid for a system that does not work. I am determined to get to the bottom of the issues so that we can fix the system and can begin to restore confidence in it. We need reliable and safe transit in our city. Tim Tierney, Beacon Hill Sireville Ward, like many people my suits but I haven't had to really wear are getting snug. Myself and a few community champions are looking at a healthy eating and fitness to make sure we're ready for when this is all over that I can fit back in my suits. Sean Minard, Capital Ward, eat fewer delicious chips. Catherine McKenney, Somerset Ward, to drink more tea.